Episode 15, The Eyes of Them Were Opened, A New Awareness. Scripture focus. Genesis 3, said KJV, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Devotional. The moment Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, their eyes were opened, but not in the way they expected. They didn't gain divine wisdom as the serpent had promised. Instead, they became painfully aware of their vulnerability and sin. What they hoped would bring them closer to godlike status only separated them further from the God who created them. The Septuagint uses the phrase, anoikthason hoi ophthalmoi, their eyes were opened, which conveys a sudden, irreversible shift in understanding. This moment marks the end of their innocence and the beginning of shame. According to the Dead Sea Scrolls, this new awareness represents the first awakening of guilt in human history, a heavy burden that mankind has carried ever since. The Book of Jubilees tells us that Adam and Eve's first instinct was to cover themselves because they were afraid. Their reaction was not just physical shame, but a spiritual break. Where there was once only trust and transparency, there was now fear and hiding. The writings of the Essenes describe sin as a veil that darkens spiritual perception. This act of disobedience placed a veil between humanity and the full presence of God. In the New Testament, Paul speaks of this same veil in 2 Corinthians 3, 4-16, and says that it is only taken away in Christ. Through Jesus, what was lost in Eden is restored. Are we still trying to sow fig leaves today? Are we attempting to cover our sins through self-effort, hiding from the presence of God, rather than turning to Him in humility? God does not desire that we hide from Him. He desires repentance, honesty, and restoration. Even in this moment of failure, God was not absent. He came walking in the garden. He sought out Adam and Eve, and He still seeks us. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Let us bring our brokenness to the Lord. Let us stop hiding and start healing. Through Christ, we no longer have to live in shame. We can walk again in the presence of God, clothed not in fig leaves, but in His righteousness. His grace doesn't just cover, it restores. His love doesn't just forgive, it renews. In Him, we find the courage to live openly, honestly, and joyfully before our Creator. When we are honest with God, we experience true freedom. No more hiding. No more pretending. As 1 John 1:9 reminds us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The door to God's presence is wide open. All we need to do is walk through it with humble hearts and willing spirits. And once we step through that door, God doesn't just restore us, He redeems our story. Our past failures become testimonies of His mercy. Our pain becomes proof of His healing power. Through Christ, shame is replaced with purpose, and our lives become vessels of His grace for others to see. Father God, we thank You for Your mercy, even in our moments of failure. Just as You sought Adam and Eve, You seek us today. Help us to turn to You in repentance and not hide in shame. Remove the veil of guilt and clothe us in Your righteousness. May we walk in the freedom of forgiveness, knowing that in Christ we are made new. Let our hearts remain open to Your correction and full of faith in Your redemptive love. In Jesus' name, amen. Broadcast information. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 a.m. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.